Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Ellen DeGeneres, once known as America's favorite TV host, admitted that the toxic workplace scandal tarnished her reputation, branded her the most hated person in America, and turned her into a recluse. However, she has now embarked on a comeback journey with her stand-up comedy tour, marking her first return to the spotlight since the scandal erupted, RadarOnline.com has learned. The scandal surrounding her show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, led to its cancellation in 2022 after 19 successful seasons on NBC. As RadarOnline.com reported, former employees accused her of fostering a toxic work environment rife with alleged bullying, racism, and sexual harassment. Despite this, DeGeneres maintained that she was unaware of any toxicity behind the scenes. This prompted Warner Media to launch an investigation, ultimately leading to the show airing its series finale on May 26, 2022. Performing at Club Largo in front of a sold-out audience, DeGeneres addressed her downfall and claimed she was kicked out of show business for being mean. Her stand-up show, Ellen's Last Stand Up Tour, is her first comedy tour since 2018. According to Rolling Stone, she received a roaring applause, signifying a positive response from her fans during her show on Wednesday, April 24. The hate went on for a long time and I would try to avoid looking at the news. The Be Kind Girl wasn't kind. That was the headline, Ellen told the LA crowd. There's no mean people in show business. I became this one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced up steps, she continued. Do you know how hard it is to dance up steps? Would a mean person dance up steps? Had I ended my show by saying, go F, yourself, people would have been pleasantly surprised. The former TV host admitted she didn't know how to be a boss, telling the audience she went to Charlie's Chuckle Hut instead of business school. The show was called Ellen, and everybody was wearing t-shirts that said Ellen, and there were buildings on the Warner Brothers lot that said Ellen, but I don't know that that meant I should be in charge, she explained. For those of you keeping score, this is the second time I've been kicked out of show business, she told the crowd. Eventually they're going to kick me out for a third time because I'm mean, old, and gay. I love that show so much, and I just hated that the last time people would see me is that way. The former talk show host said she spent 2 years laying low but eventually was able to dance without crying. I'm making jokes about what happened to me, but it was devastating. It took a long time for me to want to do anything again. She ended her set by telling her audience that she thinks the world needs more laughter and less drama.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.